conscious that in the middle of all the politicking, that there are a number of families that are grieving. There are a number of families that have lost loved ones throughout this pandemic. And I've been listening very carefully to what they've all had to say, or what many people have had to say. And I hear them. I hear the fact that throughout the pandemic, at a point in time, families were denied the right to have that family support of their friends in terms of their funeral, their normal wake, how they normally would grieve. So I'm very conscious of all of that. I'm also very conscious of the fact that over the course of the past number of days, that those families would have felt even more hurt. And I'm sorry for that. I would never set out to hurt any family or to compound their grief at such a sad time. In terms of my attendance at the funeral, I will never apologise for attending the funeral of my friend. I'm confident I can stand over the fact that I worked within the guidelines, that I worked within the regulations in terms of attending a requiem mass, which was allowed, and also to walk in a funeral cortege of up to 30 people. I also think it's unfortunate that the executive is divided on this issue and that there is a controversy around our politics. I'm here because I believe in making the Assembly and Executive work. I'm here because I spent 3 years trying to have our politics restored. I'm committed to that effort. I believe all parties are committed to that effort, and I believe that's what we need to get back to doing, to be able to continue to lead our way through the COVID-19 crisis, and then obviously to deliver on the new decade, new approach commitments which were made in terms of the restoration of the Assembly.